Blog Talk Radio.
Mind attacked me, and I spoke the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And he fell flat on his face. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You're so real. Now we ask that you touch everybody on this prayer line. They come from everywhere. For blessing on high. And they give you praise and adoration.
Yes.
Touch them. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God.
Yes.
Lift every heavy burden. And every heavy load. Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Praise you. Bless them with health and strength.
Oh, Jesus.
Bless their finances. God, give them everything that they need, and even many of their heart's desires.
Yes, Lord.
Bless here, there, everywhere.
Amen.
Pray that you forgive all sins everywhere.
Amen.
For every person on the prayer line, the sins of commission, the things that we've done, the sins of omission, the things that we haven't done. Bless to forgive those who trespass against us.
Yes.
Just help, help, help everywhere, Lord.
Help.
Bless our loved ones. Oh, God, touch, bless. I'm asking you for unmerited favor, your amazing grace. I'm asking you for treatment for our people. I'm asking you for your goodness and kindness and for your protecting hand.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, God, I'm asking you to give miracles on this prayer line. Oh, as never before.
Lord Jesus.
I asked you some time ago for some undisputed miracles, and you did them. May I ask you to give us more undisputed miracles that are bona fide in the name of Jesus.
In the name
that
of
you can
Jesus.
Receive the glory and the honor. People can't deny that you did something. You bona fide, and thank you for it.
Thank you.
Not by chance. It's by the power of the Holy Ghost. And thank you for it.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Bless everywhere. In the name of Jesus, the Son, of the living God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God will give you glory and praise this day, unashamedly, lifting you up higher than anything and anybody on the face of this earth. Thank you. Again and again and again. For everything that you're doing, everything that you've done, and even for everything that you're going to do.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
Thank you.
Pray this prayer, and we know the word that says in John 14:13, if we ask anything in your name, Jesus, you said you would do it.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
If
any two of us shall agree on earth as touching anything that we shall ask, it shall be done for us of the Father. We believe that, Lord, and we ask all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus for the glory of God. Thank you, in Jesus' name. Thank God.
Hey, God, thank God.
Yeah, I see that woman who needs healing this morning. God, thank you because you led me at the first of the year to bless this oil. I'm asking you in the spirit realm, someone understand, but in the spirit realm, I'm asking you to let your anointing destroy all the yokes and let the oil of the anointing be sprayed on that person who has an affliction. The anointing on you now, and the oil of the anointing be placed upon you. For the word says, if any need healing, I pray, God, that the anointing fall upon them in the name of Jesus. Thank you. God, as an elder of the church, I'm asking you to touch him in the spirit realm as they are being anointed with oil. And the prayer of faith shall raise them up Hagen. Amen. Thank you so much, Ambassador Julie Hagen. Ambassador Julie Hagen.
Yes.
God bless all of you on the prayer line. Again, welcome to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. And we are in the midst of a new awakening. And, you know, sometimes God is doing things right through you and all around. And you don't even realize how powerful what he's doing is. You know, I keep telling people, learn to recognize a miracle. And learn to recognize when God has given you a miracle.
Yes, sir.
Learn to recognize when you're in the midst of a miracle. And learn to recognize when God is using you to bring forth a miracle. Amen. I gave our ministers at our church another portion of a vision that God has given to me. But it's very difficult many times to recognize when God is using you as a miracle, because you want to, if you're humble with it, you want to think, well, how could that be happening? How could God use me? But he uses even children. Yeah, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
Yeah. He can use a child to give you a miracle. And I want to thank God for using you, all of you on this prayer line. And you ought to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and say, thank God, I'm a miracle. God bless you this morning. Wonder is, Pastor Strada, are you on the line? If you are, identified GMAP, and then followed by Ambassador Hagen. Are you there, Pastor Strada? All right, let's identify the blog line. Ambassador Hagen, tell us where we're going and how many listeners we have and that type of thing. God bless you. The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Good morning, Dr. Johnson. Good morning, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all the staff and to everybody who are on the line and to those who have joined us from all around the world. We are one of the largest radio talk show platform in the world. We are the largest, known as the Blog Talk, and we're being heard all around the world in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Italy, Spain, you name it, all around the world. We have, when I checked the last stats, we have over 40 million listeners, and we do welcome all of you from around the world. We can be accessed by simply just going and calling live. We're live here at the studio, and all you need to do is just pick up the phone if you want to reach us and dial 347-934-0207. God bless you, and back to you, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you so much. And again, to all of you on the prayer line, God is so...
Conference recording started.
I feel like sharing with you today something that the Lord laid on me yesterday, laid on my heart. I was talking about the Holy Ghost, and we've been talking about the Holy Ghost quite often on this line. God put it on our hearts. Thank God for my mother Emmy Johnson, just wouldn't leave me alone about the Holy Ghost. And then all of a sudden, it caught fire in my heart that we ought to talk about the Holy Ghost. And we've been talking about the Holy Ghost ever since. I started out yesterday. It was a great day, an amazing grace. And I called all of our young people, young adults, you might say, young teenagers, that's what I'm talking about. I called them up to the front row and had them sit on the front row. And I told them, I'm not trying to embarrass you, but I have called you forward on the front row this morning because I literally want to save your life. I said, you have to know when someone loves you, they take time for you. This is a day and time when people don't take time for anybody because they're too much in love with themselves. They're only concerned about me. But when you find someone who cares enough to take time to help you, he's a keeper. That's a keeper. And I said, I want to save your life today. I want to tell all of you, everyone in this house, that you need the Holy Ghost. You really need the Holy Ghost. And I said to all you young people, if you don't understand the Holy Ghost, or if you don't know that much about the Holy Ghost, whatever you do, don't make fun of the Holy Ghost. Don't do it. And please don't talk against the Holy Ghost. Whatever you do, don't do it. I'm trying to save your life. And I had someone to read the scripture, Matthew 12, Matthew, and the 31st verse. I said, I'm trying to save your life. And they read the scripture, wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. Verse 32. This is the 12th chapter of Matthew. Verse 32. And whosoever speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speak it against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. If you don't understand the Holy Ghost, leave the Holy Ghost alone. Don't bother it. Don't make fun of it. If you don't understand the Holy Ghost, just don't speak against it. Then we'll forget, as I've told you before, I think, there was a preacher in Dallas, Texas, big-time preacher, big, big church. But he didn't understand the saints. Didn't understand the saints and used to mimic the saints. Talking about them folk over there, they're crazy. All that kind of stuff. Just making fun of the saints. Making fun of the Holy Ghost. Listen, if you don't understand the saints, leave them alone. They are peculiar people. And you need, don't bother them. Just because you don't understand them, leave them alone. And whatever you do, don't make fun of the Holy Ghost. I told them yesterday, don't do it. And because of these scriptures, the Bible cannot lie, and it is true. Amen. And then I said, I know a lot of people seem like don't want to receive the Holy Ghost because of the tongues, and I'm going to deal with that this morning. I hope you all have pens and some paper, because I want you to get this. I didn't get this from any TV ministers. I didn't get this from any type of copycat, copying this and copying that. No. I got this from the Holy Ghost on how to explain his gift. And I want you to get it this morning. So I explained to the young people about these scriptures. Don't make fun of the Holy Ghost. Then I said, now, let me answer the question about the tongues. I want to get deep with y'all this morning, you might say, but yet simple. About the tongues. Why is it so many people fight the tongues? Well, why is it that so many people fight the Holy Ghost? It's the trick of the enemy. It's the devil himself coming against people receiving the Holy Ghost. Why? Because that's the only time I know of in the Bible that you really receive power. Acts 1 and 8. He shall receive power after.
After you.
The Holy Ghost has come upon you. And the devil would fight the teaching of the Holy Ghost. The devil, you know, you understand him fighting people receiving the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And because the power comes with the Holy Ghost. He doesn't want people to have power. Why? You'll cast them out of everything. You won't be able to be in nothing. So I understand why he tries to fight the teaching on the Holy Ghost. Well, that's when you get your power. Look at the disciples. Good people, many of them good men. Walking around with Jesus, I had the young people get up and I said, let me just for a second, and no sacrilegious act, but let me just be Jesus for a moment, and y'all be the disciples. And y'all follow me everywhere I'm going. So I had several young people follow me. And I said, now, y'all seeing me heal the sick. Uh-huh. Y'all seeing me raise the dead. I'm calling Lazarus. Lazarus, come forth. Here comes Lazarus. Somebody out of the audience got up and came forth. I said, you seeing me doing all this? But guess what? Even though y'all are seeing me do all this, guess what? Y'all don't have any power. Why? Because you don't have the Holy Ghost. And I said, you couldn't have the Holy Ghost. And I'm just demonstrating this to the young people yesterday. I said, you couldn't have had the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost wasn't sent until I, Jesus, went to the cross and they nailed my hands and feet, hung me on the cross, pierced me in my side, and when they pierced me, the dagger, you might say, that big, long, piercing sword went straight up through my side all the way through my heart. Why? Because that's where the blood and the water came out of. And it was cleansing power and saving power. And I said, when Jesus died, he went into, they put him in the grave. He was in a borrowed tomb. He didn't plan to stay there long. But he got there, and then he stayed Friday and Saturday and got up on Sunday morning, ascended to the Father. And then the Father was the one who sent back the Holy Ghost. So they couldn't have had the Holy Ghost until Jesus died. Then he appeared to over 500 people. They saw him. Over 500 people on this earth saw Jesus. You can't deny that he rose from the dead, because they saw him before he died. And then they saw him after he died and when he rose from the dead. They saw him. Over 500 saw him. So he did raise from the dead, and the Father sent back the Holy Ghost to live with us forever. And I said, young people, I want to tell you something. You need the Holy Ghost. Because he's power. The disciples who didn't have any power before he died, it was proven because they were with Jesus. And when Jesus was there, I forgot what city it was, but there was a man who had a son who threw himself into the fire and into the flood. And then the people came to them, disciples, and said, listen, cast the demon out of this boy. And they tried and couldn't cast the demon out of him. Jesus showed up. And he said, bring him to me. And Jesus said, loose him. Instantly, the boy was set free. But the disciples didn't have no power. But after Jesus died, they went to the temple called Beautiful. And there was a man begging. They brought him there daily, begging for alms. And he looked up at the disciples. Peter, John said, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have give I unto thee. And in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. He rose up, and that man who was crippled rose up and walked into the temple. Some people say he leaped into the temple. What was the difference? Well, they had been to the upper room, like Jesus had told them, to go there to the upper room in Jerusalem and tarry until ye be endued with power. They had the power then. They had the Holy Ghost. Jesus had died and gone to heaven. But his spirit, power of God is present. His spirit was upon them. And they began to do miracles. Now, some other disciples, they were casting out demons and everything. So some other people saw them casting out demons and said, well, we're gonna try it. And they tried to cast out demon. These were the seven sons of Sceva trying to cast out a demon. And that demon beat them up, ripped all their clothes off, and they had to run out of the house naked. Well, I keep saying this, some of y'all are going to catch it after a while. I really believe that those seven sons of Sceva, some of them must have been homosexuals. Yeah. Well, I take that back. The demon that they were trying to cast out had to be a homosexual. And the reason why I say that is because you never hear of a man trying to tear off a man's clothing unless they're homosexual. Real men don't do that. If that was just a real man, a demon-possessed, he would have beat him up and left him. Amen. But a demon who beat him up and then ripped off their clothing like that had to have a funny spirit. Y'all better hear me. Had to have a funny spirit. Men don't do that. Amen. But here, they didn't have no power. They didn't have any power. Amen. Don't fool with demons unless you got the Holy Ghost. That means you got power. Power to cast out demons. Power to heal the sick. Power to even to raise the dead. And the power of the Holy Ghost is almighty. When Jesus got up from the grave after dying on the cross, he said, I have all power given unto me. And you have power when you have the Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Now, who is the Holy Ghost? You go there to John 14, I believe it's 26. Amen. Who is the Holy Ghost? Yeah. It says, and the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Yeah, that's who he is, the Comforter. See, I demonstrated yesterday that you gotta visualize this. Suppose somebody took, and you saw this happen, took a big old dagger, and stabbed somebody, your brother in the heart. And you saw him stab your brother in the heart, saw him stab your brother in his hands, stab your brother in his feet, stab your brother all in the side. I asked them yesterday, how would you feel about that? They said, I'd feel horrible. It would be horrible. I said, Jesus, he could see all of this in the future. He could see exactly what was going to happen to him. It was proven because the Pharisees and Sadducees tried their best to trick him and tried to trap him all the time. But he knew their thoughts afar off. He knew everything. And he knew